News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joining me here in studio today, we've got some members of the Young Trustees, part of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have Jamie Coons, Addie Bunnell, and Gavin Schmidt all in studio. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, good morning, Brandon.
Morning.
All right. Glad to have you here. And the reason we brought you in today is to talk about the this upcoming second annual Young Trustees Chili Cook-Off. Tell us a little bit about the when and where.
So it's going to be Saturday, November 3rd at Blue Earth Plaza. We've got 26 confirmed chili teams now. Mm-hmm. So we've grown the event a little bit from last year. We have the K-State game on, Jumbotron. What else did you want to
add? No, it's just whatever you want to tell me about it here.
So the 26 teams that are competing are businesses around town, and this year we actually have 5 nonprofits competing. But each team picks a nonprofit that they are competing for, and then the prize money is then donated to that nonprofit. So last year we gave away $3,000 for first place, $2,000 for second place, and $500 for third place. And then we have some other fun awards, so Spirit Awards, People's Choice, and some different things like that. So it's just a really big event, and all proceeds are kind of going back to nonprofits. So, yeah.
Just those mics here. So this is the second annual event. Obviously, it was a big success, it sounds like, last year.
It was. We gave a little over $10,000 to we gave away about $10,000 to about 36 different nonprofits across Manhattan last year.
Wow, that's impressive. So, some of the different competitors here. You said there's a lot of different. 26, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 26. A lot of them are businesses in town, and then, like I said, we actually have this year nonprofits competing for themselves. So they're coming and they all cook their best chili, bring the best chili recipes. We have a panel of judges. They turn in their chili at about 11:30. The judges then go through each chili and taste it, and they have a form that they kind of fill out. They rate it 1 through 26, and then at halftime of the game, we will announce the winners of the chili competition.
Yeah, and I think one thing that we want to add is it's such a great family event. You know, you purchase a ticket there at the event, or you can pre-purchase as well on our website, mhkchili.com. Family event, and there's bounce houses for children. Reptile World's going to be out there as well. Have a massive Jumbotron that's going to be airing the K-State game. So it's a big tailgating atmosphere, family fun event for everybody to come, enjoy some chili while supporting a nonprofit. So really a fun event.
So tell us a little bit about so the schedule here. It starts at noon for the tasting, but I understand you'll also have some adult beverages there as well.
So the event really kind of kicks off about 10 or 11. The teams are there at around 8 a.m. and they begin cooking their chili. So they cook it there on site. They turn it in at about 11:30, and then we invite people to come out and try the chili, walk around, enjoy the event, and then the game time got announced for 2:30 that afternoon. So the K-State game will be on at 2:30. In the morning, we did add a little bit of a fun activity this year. It is Manhattan's first ever half K. So it's a little over a 400-meter dash. And instead of water halfway through the race, we're handing out donuts. So this will start kind of over by the train depot and then just run through the chili event. So that will be that morning if people want to come out and kind of be a part of that. We have quite a handful of runners who will be doing that in the morning. And then, our beer gardens or the beer will start being served around 10 or 11, and then chili tasting will begin quickly after that.
All right, talk a little bit about the expanded alcohol consumption. You guys, I guess you've had a hand at that here in the City Commission. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we worked with the City Commission, and really the premise behind this was our event is a family-friendly event, and last year we had a beer garden, and the city stipulates that there needs to be a fenced-off area that only people of age can come into that beer garden and enjoy an adult beverage. What we kind of ran into at our event is families, sometimes with children, wouldn't be able to bring their kids into the same area, and they were separated. So we felt that if we could partner with the city and come to a kind of a solution that allows everyone to hang out together at a family fun event and consume an adult beverage while they taste chili in the larger area and not have it quite as restrictive, we thought that would be a great addition to this event and allowing other events as well to enjoy this experience. So
kind of lets people move a little more freely here.
Yeah, we thought it would just open it up and, like I said, allow families to stay together. That was really our premise. So.
And I'm Nick McNamara. I'm still here. I'm kind of being moved off as host here. But Jamie, I understand you kind of have a bit of a famous chili recipe that kind of maybe got this started.
Well, it's not exactly my chili recipe. I have a chili team, or my buddy has a chili team down in Wichita. And we've competed down there for about the last 8 or 9 years. I can't remember exactly how long it's been. But I brought some in the studio the other morning for the K-Rock guys. And I think they were pretty impressed with it.
Do you plan on competing this time?
You know, as one of the organizers of the event and somebody who might have a real shot at actually winning it, I don't know if that would be, if people would really enjoy that. So
Ooh, you got a lot of confidence. It must be really good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if we compete down there against, well, last year, or this past year, 75 teams, the year before, 94 teams. And, you know, we took first, second, and fourth place in various categories. So that's what I said. That's what I mean by we have an actual shot at winning this using that recipe. So probably best to leave it out.
All right. And again, obviously a big fundraiser for you guys. Tell me a little bit about throughout the year, some of the activities Young Trustees does.
Well, first I'm going to add one for the chili cook-off, 100% of the proceeds go to nonprofits, but it's not just the prize money that is the donations to the nonprofits. Actually, the attendees who are purchasing tickets can get involved. Every time they purchase a ticket, you get to choose where $5 of that ticket purchase goes to. So when you hop online at mhkchili.com and purchase your tickets, there's about a list of, I want to say, close to 50 nonprofits on there that you can designate $5 of your ticket to. So if you have a specific organization that you want to help, we give a minimum of $100 to a nonprofit as long as they have a ticket sale. But we do some other activities throughout the year, and Gavin will share a little bit about our letters to Santa.
Yeah, really, the Young Trustees' first... their first kind of foray into philanthropy was our Letters to Santa program. And there's a mailbox. I'm sure quite a few of the listeners have seen the mailbox down at the Blue Earth Park there where children can write a letter to Santa. And the Young Trustees thought it'd be a great idea if we could respond to those children and just let them know that they're being heard and somebody's there to respond and kind of continue giving them some hope that Santa's alive and well. What we found out really early letter writing back to them is some of these children were writing us letters saying, hey, all I want for Christmas is a toothbrush or some clean underwear, you know, really heartbreaking things. And the Young Trustees thought it'd be a great opportunity to impact the community by not only writing a letter back, but some of those children in need, we would actually get gifts for them and provide them with gifts. Last year, just to give you an idea of the scope of this project, we've written over 500 letters back just last year, and we provided over 53 gifts to children in need. So we're really proud of that, and we think it's a great event and something to really help the community. So we're proud.
All right. Well, getting back to the chili cook-off, I know there's a lot of activities. There's some live entertainment. What can people see there on Saturday?
Obviously, the main thing that this is wrapped around is the away K-State game. It'll be the away TCU game this year. We added the half K. We have inflatables for kids. Reptile World will be there. We have a wildlife display. We've got all kinds of kids activities. The ticket purchase is just for those people who want to try the chili in the competition. Everything else is free of charge. So if you want to come down and you know, watch the game, but let your kids play for the afternoon. Everything will be available to you at the park, and we'll have lots of different activities going on. So,
all right. Saturday coming up at the Blue Earth Plaza. That's the Young Trustees Chili Cook-Off. Anything else you guys want to tell us here before we let you go?
For all you chili pepper lovers out there, we are doing a chili pepper eating contest either right before the game or at halftime of the game as well. So I think that's something we forgot to mention here.
Okay, well, that'll be that's entertaining in itself.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. Well, guys, good luck. I hope you guys have a successful event here this Saturday. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here on In Focus on KMAN.